All right, so defensively, you're going up against a guy like Andrew Luck, and I'm looking down, and I see one carry for 5 yards from Luck. And we all know what he can do with his arm, but we've seen it before with his legs. Was that important? Was that something you guys are proud of afterwards looking at that?
That was our biggest, going into the week, that was one of our biggest areas of concern, was just him being able to extend a play with his legs, and then coverage does their job, and then he pulls it down for a first down. So, you know, when you go against a guy like that, any scrambling quarterback, you have to dial it down as far as your pressure and your rush. Because if you go crazy, get up the field, you know, I actually, in the game, I had a nice, like, I told myself, all right, I'm going to beat him on the edge, clean, and he just stepped up, and I couldn't get him, and he threw that long pass down the field to, that was the T.Y. on that nice catch he had. And, you know, that's just one of those things where it's, you get up the field, you have to beat them clean, unless, you know, then you create step-up lanes. So that's the hardest part about playing those guys.
Did that make you mad, and is that why you hit him late-ish? Ish, I say.
Hey, I would say I was very angry with myself on that one. But, you know, we get a step, right? I had a nice one-step ball thrown, step half, bang.
Let them know you're
there. Listen, there's no flag. It's all good.
All right, yeah.
It's all good. Yeah,
you know, I'm not, you know, and then I got him later in the game, which
yes,
is good.
You did.
I got him a good, and he even said it. He said, "Wow, that was good, good hit." I said, "All right, thanks."
He's a big man too.
He's jealous of your beard.
Yeah,
yeah, I don't know what the hell he's got.
I know he doesn't
look.
I mean,
yeah, he shaved today too. Luck said, "I'm out. We're done. I'm shaving the beard."
I think the Amish got together and just made him shave. He just didn't represent
the low neck beard. Yeah. Never looks very good.
I want to ask you about Jamie Collins, because you see him every day at practice. Yep. You know, everybody talks about how he's a freak. What was different than maybe from what you saw maybe in practice and knowing that about him to what you saw him taking it to the game, because he was just all over the place?
No, I mean, for a guy like myself, I get envious of those pure athletic guys that can, you know, jump over me standing straight up, you know. So it's like, oh, great. You know, he's explosive. He's fast. He can cover people because he was in, you know, in college. Having experience as a cover safety and then moving a linebacker, then moving a DN. So it just, you know, having a guy like that can cover a good tight end, which is always key. You know, you got a guy that could just say, hey, cover the tight end, and he's got it. And, you know, throughout the whole season, you can see, you know, you see glimpses of him with good athletic ability, coverage, stopping the run. So, you know, I'm happy that he was able to go out there and just make plays and help the team win. You know, that's what it's all about.
Did you see it progressing, you know, throughout the course of the year, Rob, to what you saw Saturday? Because it was so surprising to watch a guy who played, what, 25% of the defensive snaps over the course of the regular season play 65 of 65 and be that sort of impact. Have you seen something build with him during the year?
No, you know, Jamie, he's one of those quiet type guys who's not going to say much, but you know that when he's out there, you know, because I'll mess with him. I'll be like, hey, Jamie, don't hit that rookie wall now. Don't hit the rookie wall. And he'll get kind of angry, you know, look at me and be like, he told me he's built for it tough. So, you know, I like to get after him a little bit and just mess with him because he's a great athlete. And it's a hard season for any rookie to come in and have, because nobody sees their season and how their end of their college career goes into combine, get drafted, go to a team. They have an extra camp. They come into camp. And then their season's twice as long, plus playoffs, you know. So it's not easy for those guys, and it's great to see him come in and just be a professional about it. So, you know, it's exciting.
Are you cognizant as a pass rusher who's in there in the secondary? I say that because it seems like a better secondary when Dennard's there and Tlaib's healthy and all that. Are you cognizant as a pass rusher that you might have, I don't know, maybe not a little more time, but that the quarterbacks could be holding on to the ball a little bit longer?
Well, you know, anytime that I always listen to the coverages, because the coverages, you know, that's big on your rushing. So if it's man coverage, you have to do a better job of your rush lanes just because of the fact that their backs are turned. And if he does scramble, he's easily going to get 10, 12, 15 yards. So as a defensive lineman, and helps being a linebacker in the past, I understand what they're doing, and that helps with, you know, like I'll tell a guy, hey, we got to be smart on our pass rush lanes. We're in man coverage. So when those guys are in there, obviously they're going to be holding the ball a little bit longer because we got two great corners, and you know, it definitely is a confidence boosting. You know, I like when I look out there and I see Aqib, you know, covering the best receiver on their team. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'll take it.
You know, Tom was talking about earlier this morning, talking about how satisfying the year is with the injuries, and you now being a captain and be having the injuries on this defense or on the offense, but as a team. Is it different for you, too, now to go out there and see yourselves in the AFC Championship? You are now a leader of this team that's overcome so much?
No, I mean, I take it with open arms. I mean, it's something that as an older guy, when you're getting the league, and for me, it's like, wow, I'm like, hey, I'm in my eighth year. It's kind of flown by. But and then you look at a rookie who they're 22 years old, and you put yourself back when you're a rookie, and you look up to those guys. Because I remember when I was a rookie, you come in, there's the older guys, you kind of look and see, like, hey, like, what are they doing? What how do they go through the week? How do they prepare? Are they working hard in the weight room? So you always just try and set a good example for the younger guys. And for me, you know, I'm not going to be the guy to go out there and, you know, have a speech every time, you know, I'm in the group there. Because I feel like you go out there and talk, that doesn't do anything. You got to go out there and you got to do your job and you got to make plays. And, you know, I always say less talking, more doing. So you just go out there, you don't talk, do your job and make plays. And that's what it's all about.
One guy who was doing a lot of talking yesterday at the line of scrimmage was Peyton Manning. He got the Chargers to jump off sides, I believe, 37 times in that game yesterday.
Yeah, that's not good.
You're going to be charged with the task of trying to stop that offense. You played Manning quite a bit. What's the best thing he does, Rob? People ask you about Peyton Manning. Yeah. You know, what's the best thing he does as a quarterback?
He's checking every play to their best play against the defense. So whatever you're in, whatever you're showing, his calls are to try and give the receivers, the running back, the best option to be successful. So whatever covers you're in, he's telling the receivers, hey, don't run that route, run this route. So they're always trying to put their best up against the defense.
Can you disguise coverages against him, a guy like him?
You just have to be extra. I mean, those guys, to be honest, those quarterbacks, you can't fool Tom. You can't fool Peyton Manning. So you just got to play. You got to be, you know, whatever coverage you're in, if you're in man, whatever routes they run, you cover them. So if you're in zone, you know, be smart, read the quarterback. Hopefully, you know, he doesn't your defensive line's doing their job to get him off the spot, not let him be comfortable in the pocket. And, you know, at some point it comes down to just going out there and playing hard and making plays. And when you go against great quarterbacks, that's what it comes down to, because they're going to check the plays. They're going to put themselves in the good positions to make plays. So you just have to go out there and, you know, prevent them from working down the field.
You know, all week long, and I'm sure you guys, you know, you don't hear, I'm sure you do hear, but you don't think much of it, but it's not Denver versus New England. It seems like it's Tom versus Peyton, right? We're talking about the legacies of the two. When you think of that way as a player in a team sport, like, what's your feeling about just the media making it out to be quarterback versus quarterback?
Well, because of the history that they've had in the past, I mean, they're always going to look at that, the whole quarterback versus quarterback thing. But, you know, there's 52 other guys out there that are helping the quarterback win the game. So, you know, we have to do a good job during the week of defensively stopping whatever they want to do, trying to do our best to stop it, creating turnovers, and, you know, offensively just doing what they've done best. That's continue to run the ball well and set up their play action and just keep doing what we've been doing.
Last one for me is they did run the ball so much, Rob, in that first game. They got a 24-0 lead. When you play a Manning team, do you just expect it'll be something different this time around, try to give you a different look as an offense?
I think they're going to try and run the ball. I mean, the last time we played them, they had success running the ball. It was a windy, cold day. I don't think Peyton was going out there slinging it too well, so he was just saying, hey, I'm going to put it in my running back's hands. We're getting some good yardage here. So, you know, again, I think that they're going to continue to run the ball and be physical and, you know, try and set up those play action shot plays, which they like to do.
Said Sunday night, Sunday afternoon, the early game. Get ready for – I expect a lot of Peyton Manning questions this week between now and then.
I'm sure. you know, that's just the way it is. So, And, you know, it goes both ways. I'm sure Peyton's sick of Tom Brady questions and New England Patriot questions, but it's all part of the championship game, you know. They're always going to be asking about the best players.
Good luck in Denver. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks, guys.
Rob Ninkovich of the Patriots joining us here.